Welcome to the HSP World Mastery Program, Level 1, Week 11. Hey, you're back. Awesome. You've shown a lot of persistence and perseverance. You've also gained a lot of self-discipline, so you're doing great. Keep going. And as usual, I'm going to remind you to keep recording your results in your sensory input sheets and applying the steps you come up with in your input solution sheet, and then noting what happened on your input solutions review sheet. And how's your daily journal going? Are you noticing any patterns? How about your weekly habits review? Are you noticing any patterns there? Any barriers to providing yourself self-love, self-acceptance, and self-compassion? You're making progress just by trying, so make sure you are rewarding yourself. Now, this week, our new daily habit is beans. Beans, you say? Yeah, beans. Some of you may be vegetarians, and some of you aren't. If you aren't, I'd like you to replace animal meats like chicken, beef, pork, lamb, etc. with beans, so you're eating beans most of the time and not animal meat. So if you eat animal meat 6 days a week, I'd like you to cut that to 1 day a week. Why? Well, because most meat is commercially produced. So things like hormones, growth hormones, and antibiotics and other chemicals are given to the animal to ingest. And when that animal is killed for its meat, you are then ingesting those chemicals too. Now remember that chemical parfum, the chemical and how it messes with your hormones? And hormones affect our emotions, right? Well, so do the chemicals like growth hormones that are given to animals whose meat you eat. They affect your highly sensitive nervous system. Remember, we want to introduce as much equanimity and balance into our life, so it's important we're picky and we choose what we're eating. Now, there's lots of recipes for beans. There's lentils, black beans, navy beans, and there's tons of beans you can make delicious recipes from. And beans are actually a form of meat and high in protein and low in fat, and they actually give you a lot of good minerals in your system as well. So if you're an animal meat eater, you don't have to stop eating meat altogether. You just need to cut down to once a week. So this is going to be a big change, so it's okay to ease into it. Our goal here is to eat more vegetables, fruit, nuts, and beans, and less animal meat. You will notice a difference in how you feel and how your body feels, and it'll be a positive change. Okay. That's it. Have fun, and we'll see you next week.